72 degrees at 8:56, and we check on commodity markets with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Markets firm following through on yesterday's response to the USDA supply-demand report. Crude markets down about a dollar a barrel, and the dollar trade is up a touch. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system. A little bit disappointment there, but I don't think we're trading that. Current price action, July corn currently up a penny and a quarter at 429. September corn is up a penny at 437 and a quarter, and December corn is up a half at 447 and a half. July beans up 7, 866 and a quarter, and November beans up 7 as well at 894. Chicago wheat for July up a penny and a quarter at 519 and a quarter. December wheat is currently up a penny and a quarter at 533 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July up a half a cent at 458, and December is steady on the day at 493 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat currently down 7 for July at 562 and a half, and December is down 5 and a half at 582 and a quarter. Early livestock trade, very choppy, starting mixed for both cattle and hogs. Looking at the charts, consolidation continues, but the question at hand has been, has corn traded yesterday's numbers already, and like 2 weeks ago, or do we still have to basically digest that? We think that the further reduction in acres and yield should provide us an opportunity to make new highs on the charts. As far as soybeans are concerned, consolidation continues, but I think with today's strength that we're seeing, I think they're starting to dial in a little bit of a slower planting pace because we're going to get some rains next week. Idealistically, we would add a little bit more premium, but we probably need to be taking advantage of the opportunities when we see them. Stocks-to-use ratio projections are well below 10% for corn, which will make the markets exceptionally sensitive to heat during pollination for this late-planted crop. Market action, continue to execute the plan. Bought puts look like a best choice for protecting new crop value. Buying calls to defend sales and prevent plant acres is a practical choice. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that update. It's 72 degrees at 8:59.
Support comes from the massage therapists at Body Work Associates, bringing effective and efficient relief from muscular discomfort and pain, serving the community since 1982 with a brand new location in downtown Champaign at 44 East Main inside Living Legacy Pilates. Evening and weekend hours available.
8:59, 72 degrees in your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today. Mostly cloudy skies with showers likely this afternoon, a high of 75 degrees, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers likely and a low of 51. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cool tomorrow with a high of 70 degrees. Right now we're at 72 degrees in Urbana and also at 66 in Bloomington, 67 in Decatur. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock. 1A is next.